Jack, Frida, Zeca, and Klaus Vargas headed up the Rio Negro in search of the lost city. After traveling by boat for days, they arrived at an Indian village. It was here they met a shaman who told them of caves the Indians consider to be evil. Leaving Zeca behind with the boat, the three adventurers continued by foot into the dense rainforest.
Whew, it's hot. Humidity must be 99.9%.
That's all right. It'll probably start raining again.
Great.
As night descended and the rains continued, they found the caves.
Huh? Here I am, somewhere in the middle of the Amazon. Standing in the mouth of a cave, even the Indians won't go in because of the evil spirits. It's raining. I'm soaking wet. It's getting dark. The vampire bats will be waking up soon.
And now, we join our adventurers as they explore these vast, endless black caves of the Amazon. And now, week 9 of Dreams of Rio.
Oh, das wäre vielleicht lustig, oder?
Vielleicht sollten wir Jack mal sagen, dass die Markierungen verschwunden sind. You know, Jack, maybe something has been following behind us, removing the markers. What do you think, Klaus?
Oh, you're very funny, Frida.
Ich glaube, Jack wird langsam sauer.
Er ist ganz schön sauer inzwischen.
I feel like I'm stuck on a U-boat or something.
Jetzt kommen die deutschen Witze.
The deutsche what?
Duck!
Deutsche duck? Oh, God, another bat! Damn it! God, we've been going through this maze of caves all night. Now I need some sleep.
And the vampire bats will love your soft neck.
Yeah. Well, oh, there's another one.
They won't bother you as long as you stay awake.
It must be morning out there.
Actually, it's still dark outside.
We could be at this for the rest of our lives.
Is this like the malls you talk about?
The malls? Well, yeah, now that you mention it.
You know, I hear that mall-phobic dreams have become a major problem in the United States.
Mall-phobic?
Mm-hmm. Recurring dreams about being trapped in the mall and you can't find the exit.
I have news for you, Frida. Those aren't dreams.
I would like to try something.
Anything?
Give me the skull.
The skull? Oh, sure. Here she is.
Are you two coming?
Frida's doing something with the skull.
I would like to be alone.
Oh, well, excuse me.
You are too distracting.
Yeah, all right.
I need to be alone to clear my mind.
Sure, sure.
Are you coming?
Yeah, coming. How long do you want?
20 minutes.
Okay, 20 minutes.
I feel like I'm intruding. Only Jack belongs here. It's him you want to see, isn't it? You think I'm keeping you from him? I need to know who you are. But you won't tell me. You know what he's looking for. Show me. For him.
Frida, what's wrong?
There's something on her neck.
Oh, my God, it's a bat. Get off. Get out of here.
Here, my handkerchief. She's bleeding.
Oh, she's in a coma or something. Do you think she's lost much blood?
No, I don't think so. It couldn't be sucking for long.
Frida, hey.
Let me. Frida, wach auf, los, wach auf.
Yes. Oh, I was so tired. Did I fall asleep?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I saw the valley. What is this? My blood?
We found a bat on your neck.
Oh, God.
You're bleeding, but not much.
Klaus.
Yeah?
What about rabies?
Rabies?
Rabies? Yeah.
Great.
Oh, just my luck. More shots. I hate shots. Mein ganzes Leben lang bin ich immer geimpft worden und jetzt geht das schon wieder los.
No, there's no rabies in this region. Aber wir müssen das Bluten im Auge behalten.
Schon gut.
Yeah, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. Let's go. Jack, you go first. I'll tell you the way.
Frieda, what did you mean when you said a valley?
Well, I saw a valley. I could see us standing at the mouth of the cave, and below was a valley, shrouded in mist.
Hmm.
Do you see that? There's light up there.
Yeah, maybe it's the exit sign. I thought it was still dark out.
It's moonlight.
Mondlicht.
Wow. There it is.
Jack. Frieda. Wir haben es geschafft. We did it.
The valley, all right. It's so covered in mist, you can't see anything. The moon is full. It looks so cool up there. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I won't turn into a vampire, I promise you.
Good. Don't forget.
And if I do...
Uh-oh.
You have such a nice neck, Jack.
Yes. Klaus! There he goes. Down into the mist. Well...
Let's wait. It's turning light.
There's a ridge circling the entire valley, trapping the mist. I wonder if this valley has always been hidden by mist.
Here, take her back.
What? Oh, yes, the skull. You know, I'm getting to where I really don't like this thing.
Hold her up. No, higher. Face her toward the valley. The sun's coming up now. Let her catch the light. Good.
The mist is clearing. I can see the trees, the canopy of the jungle.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. But that's odd. The vegetation, it's like mounds covered by trees and vines. Is this it? The lost city. Let's make our way down. Everything is so covered by the jungle that, well, it's as though these ancient stones were alive, growing.
Jack, look at this. Orchids. Orchids growing everywhere, covering the buildings.
The smell is intoxicating.
There are so many flowers here I've never seen before.
And the butterflies. Gigantic. The size of hawks.
Or vultures.
Or... are you being funny?
I couldn't resist.
I don't know what it is, but there's something we're disturbing here. I can't see it, but I can feel it.
There is a sadness. Is that what you feel?
Yes.
Maybe it's us.
Us?
Maybe because this was once so beautiful, a place we all seek, a paradise. But it ended for whatever reason, and that is the sadness that's left.
I don't know.
Are they calling you?
What do you mean?
Do you feel them calling to you?
Frida, I don't understand you.
There is something here. It adjusts to our presence. Strangely, it's not threatened by us. I think we should not disturb this.
It's a little late for that.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to tear this apart, aren't we? And for what reason? To disturb the slumbering gods is one thing. To destroy them is another.
Oh, maybe the orchids are just getting to us.
I wish we could just leave it like it is. Let it sleep on forever.
Is this or is this not fantastic? A civilization that was able to build a city and remain undiscovered for who knows how many centuries.
Why is this familiar? These crumbling steps covered with vines. It's a pyramid. A place of sacrifice.
One day, this will all be cleared. We'll see what this really is. Beneath, will we find the city of gold, El Dorado? Oh, no. But what do we have? What wealth of information awaits us? What personal glory? A little joke. But it's true.
Jack?
What?
If you're going to attempt those steps, you better be careful. There could be snakes sunning in the vines. Or scorpions. Anything.
Yeah, you got a point. Where's Frida?
She's gone ahead.
You think she's all right?
Yes, I think Frida's fine.